Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, I'm Uma Paganampake Pagan. Joining me as always is Ian McNally. And this week we're taking a look at another anime that's hit our screens. This one is called Fireworks, or in Japanese, Uchiagi Hanabi Shita Karamiru Ka Yoko Karamiru Ka.
Well done.
The full title is Fireworks, Should We See Them From the Side or Below?
Yeah, it's a snappy title.
It is not a very creative title. However, directed by Nobuyuki Takeuchi, who's an animator who has worked with Miyazaki in the past. And this movie is actually based on a 50-minute live-action TV play from 1993 by Shunji Iwai. It is an odd film.
It is.
I don't know what it's trying to be. It's not, it's got the same elements as Your Name, right? It's got this kind of inarticulate teen romantic longing. It's got some kind of temporal stuff in the mix. It's got alternate realities.
It's However, got the magical realism element going on.
It does. And a little bit of sliding doors as well.
And before Your Name, I wasn't that, I mean, getting the robot Shinji is always a thing, but like I wasn't that aware of that many kind of high, I mean, there's a lot of high school anime TV shows.
A lot.
But not so, I mean, usually, you know, there's vampires or dragons or something or giant metal monsters. But I wasn't so much into the movies aspect. I didn't realize there was so many of those. I
think we've seen a lot of them, right?
Yeah,
we've seen A Silent Voice, we've seen Your Name.
And both those cast huge shadows.
Also because they're just emotionally devastating.
Yeah. But incredibly good. I mean, to emotionally devastate you, that'd be very good at what they do. And they are very good at what you do. I found Fireworks straight off the bat kind of put me in a bad kind of position with it because it's kind of weirdly, it's got fan service elements in it, but it's also kind of sexist a lot at the beginning.
No, there is a lot of tedious preoccupation with breasts.
Yes.
Which kind of, it's a joke that goes on for a little too long.
Yeah, it's not helped when the main female character, who does thankfully become a main character in her own right later on, and not just the manic pixie dream girl, plot point, she kind of dresses like a porn version of a school kid.
Oh, but of course.
And it's just like, I find it off-putting.
The skirts are just a little too teasingly short.
Yeah, there's a lot of low camera angles. And that kind of put me off because, yes, having the awkward male protagonist is, you know, it's a trope for these things. But when the story got going, it had to overcome that resistance in me. And once it got going, I did kind of enjoy it, but it also felt like, wait, what?
Yeah, it took a long time for the story to get going. And in that period, before it got going, it was kind of littered with just average, old, tired jokes that we've seen too many times in anime, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was some lovely moments of them, like the main character, Norimichi and Nazuna, running away and her asking him, it happens a few times, where are we going? He says, I don't know. And there's a kind of a nice poetry to that as I'm cycling through the streets of this town. And of course, I can't watch. Do any anime not have the sound of cicadas in them?
No, they've all got the sound of cicadas in them.
Yeah.
So the movie is this kind of strange but atmospheric fantasy about, you know, how it feels to be a teenager with raging hormones. And this bunch of kids are preparing to go for an annual fireworks display and end up arguing about whether those kind of starburst shapes are flat or round.
Yeah, they're idiots.
I still don't care at the end of the movie. I mean, I'm but sure there is some deep and meaningful metaphor.
Yeah, it does tie. I mean, fireworks, you know, your brain is actually conditioned that anything that is expanding largely means it's getting closer to you. That's why they always appear to be flying towards you, not flying out in three dimensions.
Correct.
But that actually ties nicely into a signifier that things aren't quite right later, But that's never really explained. This whole thing is never explained. It's not like, and it's not in a magical realism. Like, there's a thing that causes the main character to be able to redo some points of his day. It's another time loop movie.
It's a temporal loop thing, yeah, right?
He's not getting murdered every time. It's not Happy Death Day, or it's not Star Trek Discovery. So it is a kind of a time loop, but it kind of falls down all the pitfalls that beset time loops.
I think you're absolutely right in that their failing is that they don't do enough to explain what's going on. I don't know if it was supposed to be an attempt at metaphor or mystery, but even your
the
name...
The only metaphor is like seize the day. Literally, it's Carpe Diem. There's not much more to it than that.
But even your name, when it tried to lay these things out, did it in such a clever way with the threads of time being tied into Japanese craft and all of that stuff. And so even though it wasn't necessarily spelt out to you, it was there for you to take in. For this one, there were no visual cues. There were no actual narrative hints as to what was going on. So when something did happen, when that temporal loop kicked in, one of the characters had to kind of show you or tell you what was happening.
Yeah.
It wasn't a part of the story.
Well, you kind of get what's going on, but yeah, it's not like it's never explained why.
That's where it hits this narrative brick wall every time a temporal loop happens, right? And I felt the repetition was almost a little too much. You know how a lot of these movies, they try to do that repetition, but when they do that repetition, they realize now that the audience can get bored. So you're going to have to do something different. I mean, we saw it in that episode of Star Trek Discovery, for example.
And if you talk about Your Name again, like, it's a body swap movie on the face of it, but they get all the body swap tropes and cliches out of the way in a very quick montage and then get on with a completely different story.
Correct.
And that's using, you know, that's cleverly using genre to your advantage.
This movie is also a little too shiny.
There is, I think it's a studio shaft, so I think it's a slightly lower budget studio than normal. Like, there's a lovely 3D, and you can see when they've gone for 3D backgrounds that look painted over, they're doing the cell shading of it. There's a lovely stairwell from the school that no one walks through because that would look, they would stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
And it's nice forming atmosphere, but I think some of that slowness is down to that budget consideration.
It is, because even the shiny animation is a little too clean for the story that they're trying to tell.
Mm.
And they kind of cut back and forth between the hand-drawn stuff and the CG stuff, and sometimes to make a narrative point. So there is a point where Nazuna is getting dragged away by her parents, and you'll find out why when you see the movie, which they kind of revert to a traditional hand-drawn style.
Yeah, I mean, the backgrounds actually go like sketches. The detail drops out and the thickness of color drops out.
And it's to make a narrative point.
But it doesn't make a narrative point.
It doesn't, exactly. I can see their purpose.
There's also a point where they go through like a mid-2000s kind of renderware demo.
Oh, correct. I mean,
with the karaoke song playing.
She has visions of being a Japanese idol.
Yeah, but like he also does. So like that, again, is something like it's just not explained and it doesn't really have any much... There's not any impact in the story. And I was just watching it going like, these reflections are like, I'm seriously getting mid-90s or late-90s vibes off these reflections and CGI stuff that
and
just doesn't
really
look good.
Poor textures.
Yeah.
And but I mean, you know what? The problem is, dude, the problem is that the both of us now, unless we're crying like little children when we leave one of these Japanese cartoons.
It's because we're dead inside and we crave the emotional release that comes from witnessing teenagers jumping through time or something.
What? There is no mute person struggling with her condition, being bullied by teenagers mercilessly. No, so here's the thing, right, about this movie. I think it's a perfectly ordinary film.
Yeah.
But given how few anime releases we get over here in Malaysia, and we often get the good ones, right? Yeah. We get some of the Ghibli ones, we get stuff like Your Name and The Silent Voice and all of that stuff. And if we were to judge it by the cinema releases, this is going to fall so far short.
Yeah, I think it falls short. It doesn't fall so far short. It's not a bad film anyway. And by the end of the movie, I actually got over my problems with a lot of the characters stuff. I got over that and I was actually engaged with these characters and what was going on. I still didn't have a clue what was going on. And I think there's one or two songs in it that are good, but it's not, again, it's comparing it. It's really...
It's very difficult to talk about this without talking about Your Name.
Because this was probably started animating, creating it before Your Name came out. And Your Name, like this is one or two songs that are good. Your Name has an entire soundtrack that is awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah. This has a trope that it kind of spreads over the whole movie. Your Name does it in a short period of time. It's just, it doesn't quite measure up.
And this movie also does badly to kind of model their advertising and posters after Your Name. There's a very similar look and feel.
I've had one person on Twitter already said that to me when I posted that's what I was going to see today.
Right, and there you go. And I mean, that just doesn't help with the comparisons either.
No.
The only thing I do enjoy still about these kinds of anime movies are because we see so little of it, and because I guess we're exposed to so little of these of this kind of narrative structure, it's always often a surprise as to where these movies are going.
Mm.
I'm sure Japanese people who watch this on a regular basis may know all of the beats. Yeah. But for most of us, we're still going, oh, okay, this may unfurl in a completely different way.
But I think that's the industry over there. They've been cranking these out for so long now that
Correct.
It's one of those things where they have to build on what's gone before. And yes, you have the horny high schoolers, but you have to do something new with them. And this felt like it was trying to do something new, but it didn't quite know what it was doing. And if you're going to parallel worlds, and there's not one where the Nazis won World War II, what's the point?
What's the point? If they don't have the Jinro-type wolf soldiers in them, I don't see the point of it.
Oh, this world is almost the same as our original one, but the fireworks look weird. That's the only difference.
Stretch the metaphor. Yeah. Stretch it until it bleeds. Fireworks is now in cinemas. You can go check it out. I'm sure you will. If you're an anime fan, getting the chance to see these on the big screen are always, always fun. Mm. So go check out Fireworks and let us know what you think. Did you enjoy it? Or, like us, are you unable to not stop comparing it with Your Name? You can tweet me. I'm on @UmarPagan.
I'm on McNasty Prime.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.